but he hadn't been seen in years. Now I understood why. His physical disfigurement had turned him into a recluse. Accustomed to the stink now, I moved closer to the bed to examine the corpse. Flies rose into the air at my approach, swollen from feeding, indignant buzzing at my interruption of their feast. Tattooed words covered every inch of the man's bloated body. They may have been legible once when his skin was young and taut, but they had since morphed into grotesque shapes. Open vowels that threatened to swallow, and sharp consonants, each angle cut deep into his flesh, all inked with a dark crimson stain. Were the words written in his own blood? I shuddered at the thought, surely a fantastical idea awoken by this macabre den. The walls were covered in crucifixes and painted with pentacles, and ancient holy books cluttered the floor in overflowing piles, as if he had tried to barricade himself in here. The man's face was a rictus of horror, a gaping grimace, as if he had witnessed the denizens of hell streaming out of the maw of Hades, and died of terror to look upon them. A thin scalpel and a mirror lay next to him on the bed, fallen from his hands as he carved more words into his forehead, even as he died. It looked like the beginnings of a prayer for deliverance. As I examined him more closely, I could see that strips of skin had been torn from his limbs.